meet that qualification?
Yeah, so it's a tough question because...
On C-SPAN 2, here we are live on the USS Iowa, docked in the port of Los Angeles, decommissioned battleship, speaking now at this Donald Trump rally. That is Wink Martindale, live coverage on C-SPAN 2.
He said, good, you're making one Tuesday on the USS Iowa. And by God, here I am. Pastor Joel Osteen always begins with something funny on Sunday morning. So I'd like to run this by you. I heard this yesterday, and whether Democrat or Republican, I think you will enjoy it. Three Washington, D.C. teenagers are on their way to school, and they walk by the White House. And there's the commander-in-chief out taking his morning stroll, little jog. And suddenly off to the right, they see a car in a collision course with the president. And they do what comes naturally. They came and threw him out of the way and saved his life. President gets up, brushes himself off, and says, thanks, boys, you saved my life. Now, what can I possibly do for you? One student says, I'd love a ride on Air Force One. The other one said, I'd like to go to West Point. President says, well, I can take care of both of those, no problem. But it's the third kid who came up with a good idea. He said, I'd like a plot at Arlington National Cemetery. President Obama says, well, son, that's kind of strange. You're so young. Why are you in such a hurry? He says, well, sir, when my dad finds out I saved your life, he's going to kill me. The Marines are not supposed to laugh at that. Before we continue, I'm sure that everyone here agrees Ronald Reagan was one of the greatest presidents to ever occupy the Oval Office. Do I sense we have some Republicans here? As you know, President Reagan was known as the great communicator with a terrific sense of humor, and nobody loved to tell a good story, and nobody told a story better than he did. As a former sports announcer, he loved to tell this one, the story about a sports announcer who invited the young baseball-playing friend to his house for dinner one night. And while his wife was busy preparing dinner, these two sports buffs were talking sports and totally oblivious to what was going on in the kitchen. And then in the middle of their chat, the little baby... Whoops, I missed it. In the middle of their chat, the little baby began to cry, and the wife says, honey, would you please change the baby? Well, the husband was embarrassed in front of his friend, and he said, change the baby, sweetheart, I'm a ball player. That's not my line of work, which really pushed her button the wrong way, so she wheels around, and she proceeds to do as Mr. Reagan would do, and that's communicate. She says, look, Mr. Ball player, here's what you do. You lay out the diaper like a diamond. You put second base on home plate. You put the baby's bottom on the pitcher's mound. Hook up first and third, slide home underneath, and if it starts to rain, the game ain't over. You start all over again. Now let's bring on the stage some very important people. Jeanine Stang, who's going to sing our national anthem. And, of course, the U.S. Marine Color Guard is already up here. Jeanine, would you come up, please? Here to sing our national anthem, this is the lady known far and wide as the National Anthem Girl, for she has sung the anthem in all 50 states of the Union, Jeanine Stang. And as Jeanine sings, the Color Guard of the United States Marine Corps will be presenting the colors.
Oh, say can you see the dawn's early light, what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming. In the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land.
Ladies and gentlemen, please join me for the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. With so many veterans in the audience tonight, here's something I'd like to share with you. You might call this the definition of a veteran. Whether active duty, discharged, retired, or reserve, a veteran is someone who at some point in his or her life wrote a blank check made payable to the United States of America for an amount up to and including their life. We may not always agree with the wars our nation has waged or the policies our leaders put in place or the doctrines they established. But those of you who wrote that blank check and served your country did what was asked of you without question or hesitation, and if need be, were willing to sacrifice your life to ensure freedom and keep America safe from danger whenever possible by fighting the enemies of freedom wherever required. It's you, the veteran, not the preacher, who's given us freedom of religion. It's you, the veteran, not the reporter, who's given us freedom of the press. It's you, the veteran, not the poet, who's given us freedom of speech. It's you, the veteran, not the campus organizer, who's given us freedom to assemble. It's you, the veteran, not the lawyer, who's given us the right to a fair trial. And it's you, veterans, not politicians, who've given us the right to vote. That's the definition of a veteran. Here they are, they're on their way. You're about to meet three very important people who will be standing at this podium tonight. The first is a former Army Ranger and Discovery Channel star of a show titled Grateful Nation. Ladies and gentlemen, let's give a nice shout out to Mr. Tim Abel.
Good to see you, Tim.
You too, Andy.
And a big shout out to the founder of Veterans for a Strong America, Major Joel Ahrens, everybody. And you might call him our main speaker for the evening, Republican presidential contender, Donald Trump.
Wow, we have all the services covered here. We have United States Army Rangers, Airborne, Marines, MARSOC, Navy SEALs, Annie Nelson and American Soldier Network. I got my family, Tess, my wife Georgia, Magoo, and we have Donald Trump right behind me. Look at that. Gentlemen, go ahead and take a seat. Go ahead and take a seat here. Real quick, I'm very honored to be here on the deck of the USS Iowa, Joel's home state, and I'm very honored to be here for many reasons. To be on board with so many veterans, folks in uniform that serve their country, and Veterans for a Stronger America.